Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is being held here for the reason that our caucus is being partially renovated, and for no other reason, in case someone has a penchant to rewrite this as well. And I say that in the campaign, I saw a lot of people who are voters, but I didn't see many of you. And what's astonishing about the requests that are coming from the media at the moment is how many people turned up after the election when we couldn't affect the vote, who somehow think we've got a terrible responsibility to be fulfilled where the media in this country is concerned. I regret that, because it's not democracy and it's not what MMP since the last 21 years has been about. I want to also say that when you see so many news articles and debates on television and in the media about the New Zealand First Leader or what New Zealand First is going to do without us being present on occasion after occasion after occasion and for month after month, you somewhat realise that something's gone wrong with our democracy in terms of a fair presentation and balanced reporting. And then today in the Dom, I pick up this paper and it's got an article from an experienced journalist, or I would have thought so, who begins it in the first paragraph with respect to not being able to tell you what we're going to do. It says, but he's up to his old trick of keeping everyone guessing. Now, frankly, if that's the value you place on journalistic integrity, you go right ahead. But the reality is, you could point to the Electoral Commission and others and ask yourself why it is that 384,000 people will not have their vote counted until the 7th of October. And maybe then, with a bit of presence of mind, you could say to yourselves, that may be the reason why New Zealand First has to withhold its view, because we don't know yet what the exact, precise voice of the New Zealand people is. And certainly most not would be the case if you have 384,000, that's 50% of the vote, yet to be counted. That will change things, in my view. That's been our experience in the past, and we want to have regard to that. Now, as for today's meeting, we met as a caucus to run through every possible permutation or option that we had. We first of all forswore as a group of MPs to ensure that we didn't put our own personal views from the leader to the most newest member of caucus above the interests of the party and above the interests of the country. That's what I said on election night, and that's what we're going to do. I want to tell you that we're not going to be persuaded or dissuaded by any of the speculative drivel that's been written by some of you around this country, and you should be, frankly, ashamed of yourselves. It's not true. It's utterly false. And I don't hate people, and all of my colleagues hate people, in the similar way some of you seem to think. You might, but we don't. We know we've got a bigger responsibility, and we're going to fulfill it, whether you're going to give us a fair go in that exercise or not. But what we're going to do is make a decision in the national interest where we know what the people of this country have said and in what numbers, and when we know with precision what we're dealing with. Because in the end, it is the economy we're talking about and the social consequences of that economy, and that is a huge responsibility. This will be the last press conference I'm going to hold until after the 7th of October. No matter what you ask or say, I can't with any intelligence, nor can my colleagues, tell you what we're going to do until we have seen all the facts. Now, most professional people have that view of life. So, perchance, does the party called New Zealand First. Any questions?
Mr. Peters, are you, or have you, or are you going to speak to either Bill English or Jacinda Ardern before the 7th of October?
Well, it's quite possible, but I want to be putting those caveats on any conversation with anyone, whether it be those two or anybody else, or anybody from the public for that matter. Because, frankly, that's the circumstance that we've been delivered. We can't change that. And all I'm asking for is a bit of understanding, rather than the tripe that some people are putting out, malicious, malignant, vicious in the extreme, of the nature which they were doing before the election without me being there,
and now they've continued it on.
Do you see it would be a face-to-face meeting?
Well, anything's possible. I mean, I had the unusual circumstance of getting in a queue this morning at the Auckland Airport to have the next person behind me, the person I admit I despise, according to one of the so-called media authorities in this country, namely Stephen Joyce. We had a brief conversation about that, of course. He was as understanding of the character of the person who wrote that as I am.
Peters, do you intend to...
Well, you're not getting a free hit here, mate. Get that free hit right now.
Do you intend to stick to the deadline of return of writs that you had initially indicated earlier this year?
What I said I was going to do is precisely what I'm going to do, and you'll know that date is the 12th, Thursday the 12th of October. It so happens that the 7th is a Saturday. But we've got all that on train. We've been around here before a long time. We've got a rough idea what they're going to do. Maybe not as highly tuned or as intelligent as you people, but we do know what we're going
to
do.
So would you expect to have some kind of scoping talks, given that relatively narrow time frame between the Saturday and the Thursday, in terms of just initial discussions and maybe, you know, making some soundings in the week previous to specials?
What would I sound?
Their ideas, your ideas, policy positions?
Well, I've already known. We've had a campaign that's gone on for the last year. I know what they've said. I know what every other political party has said. I've got their costings. My people have got their costings. They haven't got mine, of course, because I've got them all wrong. But I've got their costings. I can produce a paper that sets it out. What would I sound them about?
I'm just asking.
I've got a very intelligent group of people who have worked their way through everyone's manifesto, worked at all the similarities, the possibilities, and where it might go. So when we do have a meeting, we'll have a very intelligent conversation, and we won't be, and you'll be grateful for this, wasting anybody's time.
I'm just asking whether there might be some initial discussions once the negotiating teams have been established ahead of specials.
Well, why would you ask a question like that?
Because I'd like to know the answer.
I'm still asking you, I know you'd like to know the answer, but why on earth would you ask a question like that? I don't see. It is totally unreasonable questions. Yeah. Well, I'm asking you, why would we have the discussion and you can't tell me?
Because we would like to have some idea, the New Zealand public.
Oh, really?
They'd like to have some kind of idea of the process.
No, with the best respect, the New Zealand public don't want to be misinformed by minor speculation.
No, that's why I'm asking
you a question. Well, you're asking
me. You were the one with the information.
Oh, excuse me, I don't want to get in an argument with you here.
Why?
All I said was, I can't talk to you until I know what the 384,000... people who have cast their vote have said. That's huge. Don't diminish it. And please don't write the kind of thing that says someone's got moral authority. For what? We're not on a first-past-the-post here. We're on the MMP. And I expect the media to catch up after 21 years.
Mr. Peters, do you believe that the Electoral Commission should, given they were so speedy with the results on election night, that they should be able to count the 384,000 before October 7th?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we've got to all have a good hard look and ask ourselves, how do we trend from 2011 to 2014 to a circumstance now where in 2017 we have to wait all this time? If you want to look for blame, have a good hard look there, and then perhaps go through your recent reportings and musings and see how many times you wrote about that.
You said you've been through...
Instead of just blaming one person.
You said...
And demonising him on TV every night.
You said you've been through all the permutations with your caucus. Is there a favoured one at this point? Yes, that's a yes.
You know, when you ask your caucus colleagues to put aside all their bias and try and do what's right for the party, how do you come up with a favoured one? There are so many permutations. Guess how many there are?
Two. You tell us. Two for you.
No, there's nine permutations. Which happy? That's what we've got to face, and each one of them has to be seriously considered.
Can you let us know what the nine are?
Well, no, I'm expecting you. You're a political press gallery. You should know yourself without telling me, because I'm reading about all your expert advice every day, and now you're asking me for the most basic thing that you want to understand.
Have you?
Well, I'm talking to the experts now, namely you.
Have you discussed who your negotiation team might be at this point?
We have preliminarily put the groups together, yes. Because there are specialists for various things, and that's being finalised.
Are you able to say who's part of that team at this point?
Sorry?
Are you able to say who's part of that team at this point?
Well, not quite, no.
You've said that you'll make a decision by October the 12th. Are you going to stick to that? Can we expect something?
That was the first question over here. Which part of that did you miss?
Mr. Peters, do you expect to have talks with all the other parties that are available?
Well, this is not news of the world, right? Try and step it up here. Excuse me.
Okay,
sorry. I'll talk to you.
Have you finished?
Yeah, I have. Well, I mean, the first question I got asked was that. I answered as clearly, as succinctly as I could. Then I get asked it again. That's the kind of thing I think is not good enough. But I'm talking to you now.
Okay. Well, my question was about how many separate negotiations you expect you may have. Would you have with the three parties, we expect National, Greens and Labour separately? And is there anyone else you've talked to?
Well, they have clearly signalled, both Labour and National, that they want to talk to us as the two old parties, so to speak.
But you wouldn't have separate talks with the Greens, say?
Well, the team that they sided up with has signalled that they'd like to talk to us alone.
What about...
So you're happy with that?
Well, whether I was or not, it doesn't really matter. It's the outcome that would matter.
Sorry, I'll drop the word happy and say, will you go along with that?
Well, I just said to you at the start that that's the approach that they've both asked for. And no one in my caucus, I can tell you that, without speaking out of turn, has raised an objection to that.
Do you have an objection to act David Seymour being part of any coalition with you?
For my readings of the expert advice of the public from, namely yourselves, that's out of the question. So why are you raising it again? Have you got carrying a flag for him, are you?
I'm just asking.
Most expensive beneficiary in the country has just lost a $750,000 job. That's what you told me, so I take that as read. And I haven't heard a demur from Mr. Seymour. He said he's taking one for the team, but even though there's only a team of one.
So that's not one of the nine permutations.
Take a wild guess, come on. He ruled himself out, you've all ruled him out.
Why is it being raised now? He's ruled himself
out. Well, I can't see the sense of holding a press conference, you're going to ask questions like that. Mr. Seymour has ruled himself out. And Mr. Inglis has ruled him out. Why are you trying to raise it? In terms of intelligently, why would you try to evoke that now?
Are you happy that your caucus is in a good position for negotiating one-on-one, sort of in terms of different policy areas, or will it all be through you? So, like, in terms of education, would it be Tracy Martin talking to Chris Hipkins, or would it all be going through you?
Well, of course it's going through my negotiating team. It's never gone all through me. Tell you what you've seen.
How big will your team be?
Possibly about 7 or 8.
Just under
Mr. Peters, have you yet got to the bottom of who leaked the pension information during the campaign?
What's the next question?
Well, you've
I'm here to talk about what everybody said they wanted me to talk about was how things to do with coalition formation going on. And that's what I'm here to talk about. That's what we had a discussion about in the caucus today, and that subject didn't arise.
Has your caucus defined any sort of bottom line policies that they each want to see negotiated?
Look, the term bottom line was your phrase during the whole election. You kept it up day in, day out. It wasn't using your first phrase. It's the kind of misrepresentation that one has to live with.
But we survived, okay?
But it's not our term.
Mr. Peters, to use another term, is there anything... that's New Zealand First policy, which is non-negotiable.
Are you serious? Every party has non-negotiable terms. Every party I know that's self-respecting, that's alive and survives, has got non-negotiable terms. But that's not part and parcel of this discussion.
Have you discussed those with your caucus?
Well, you don't start a party 21 years ago. Survived the third longest in this country's history since 1893, without you have non-negotiable terms. But I do not expect that to be central to this discussion. The Labour Party, the National Party, and every other party is halfway intelligent enough to understand that you don't go into that sort of territory because they'll get nowhere.
Do you have any concerns with some of the other parties rolling things out in advance of even talking to you?
Look, I've heard that expression before.
What expression?
Rule things out.
Well, like Jacinda Ardern has done with the
Māori
seats.
Look, I've heard that expression before, rule things out. That's not the smartest way to go into discussions, is it?
So do you have concerns about it happening?
No.
Do you still want to inquire into Dr. Jian Yang?
B. Pardon?
Do you still want an inquiry into Dr. Jian Yan?
Everybody does.
Will that affect your negotiations with the National Party?
Well, why would that be the case?
No, no, I'm asking.
He's not the National Party, just one member of it.
Would you happy be being in a caucus with Dr. Jian Yan?
Well, I'd wait for the end of the inquiry, wouldn't I? Then I'd be in a case of knowing what I was talking about, rather than being like some group of people, just guessing all the time.
So could that be
That's why I hold the inquiry.
Could that be a bottom line, then, that there is an inquiry?
No, look, please don't come and talk to me about bottom lines for the umpteenth time. I don't think it's a thing to do with common sense. Someone has raised some serious allegations. Really serious. Those allegations, if they're not true, are defamatory and libelous. And I'm not going to let that just slide by. No. So I think an inquiry should be held.
Could a grouping with the Green Party be an obstacle for New Zealand First?
We're not in a grouping with the Green Party.
No, but what a potential grouping. So if you're obviously negotiating with National versus Labour and the Greens, would the involvement of the Greens be any kind of obstacle for your party?
Well, the reality is that the party has to consider all the permutations that are available. It would have occurred to you that that's one of them.
Would you allow negotiation?
But at the moment, I know the National Party is talking with the Greens. We all know that, because you told me.
Are you getting a sense from your members that they want a change and they want to go Labour?
We haven't had a chance to go out to our membership, but we will be doing that, and we discussed that in caucus today.
Are we going?
Only then will we have an idea as to the party's feeling.
Can I clarify
how will you go
that,
about
Peters? Do you mean you'll go to your members and ask them the way they're leaning or inclining, or you'll go to your members with the deal to put to them?
No, we'll go to our members and tell them what we're dealing with. That's the first thing we're going to do, and we'll do it in the next 24 hours.
What have your members been saying to you so far?
Well, that's between me and them, and if you want to join the party, you can be a party of that information as well. But in the meantime, that's a totally impertinent question. Well, this is a party political matter, internal matter. You all know that. So don't try and make me look secretive by asking me a question you know I can answer. No, nobody really can answer that question.
Tell me what sort of emails you're getting telling you. What
oh, yeah, it gets worse. Now you want me to tell me what the emails are from my private membership are saying. That's a confidential matter. You should know that.
Well, you back to their reaction.
And what do you say, Ms. Barnes?
I'd just like to hear some answers to some questions.
Yeah, well, ask me some sensible ones and ones that I can answer, because I can't give you private, confidential party information. You knew that before the question was asked.
I'm struggling
to see. Of course you'd be struggling. You're news of the world person. That doesn't anything about facts and honesty and integrity.
So
it shows you your approach when you present this party every night.
How will you communicate with your party members? Will it be through meetings around the country or online, or
we've got meetings coming up, we've got board meetings coming up, we're going to be writing to them, we'll be emailing them. That's how it'll be done.
Jacinda Ardern has all but ruled out allowing the Greens in a three-way negotiation with all of you. Was that at your request?
Well, seeing as I haven't talked to her, how could it be at my request?
Would you allow the Greens
at No, stay where you are on your first question, because I expect some intelligence here. If she hasn't spoken to me and we haven't communicated, how could it be at my request?
Through your chiefs of staff.
Well, it's the same thing. If it came with my authority, it's my request.
But you said you haven't talked to her, but your chief of staff...
No. Well, that's the point. I have talked to her.
You haven't talked to your chief of staff.
Excuse me, if I was talking to my chief of staff, if he was looking at my authority, that would be on my request. That's what authority means.
Do you have any objection to the Greens being at the same negotiating table?
Well, I'm not going to discuss that, because that wasn't what was presented to the media vicariously to me.
What are your policy priorities going to be in this, in when you kick off the negotiations?
Where are you from?
Australia.
Yeah, it shows. Next question. Don't come and ask a silly question like that. What are your policy priorities going to be? I've been around for 21 years, this party, made a whole lot of sacrifice and been demonised and cinderellised and marginalised by everybody. And don't you come over here and start.
Just
come back to... Mr. Peters, you said before that you didn't hate anybody. It doesn't seem to me that you like the media very much.
No, you know that I said there are people in the media that I seriously admire. I think they got integrity. I think it's just not enough of them. And then I'm very much concerned about the media ownership, whose behaviour through the editorials in terms of their malignant attitude towards New Zealand First knows no bounds.
Is there any here at the moment?
You've been all the editorials.
Is there anyone here?
Bias to beat the band.
Is there anyone here at the moment that fits the bill?
Yeah, but you know, for the sake of your modesty, I can't possibly answer that.
Well, can I ask you another question? Then going back to the specials, have you and your team analysed the specials to come up with any conclusions? Do you expect to win a seat, lose a seat, or how do you see them coming out, falling out?
It's very difficult to analyse them actually, because there's not a trend between 2011 and 2017 and 2014. So I don't know what the trend might be now. And the worst thing out is to hear this, what I call mindless university coffee bar discussion, based on nothing so much as someone's bias and prejudice. You recognise what I'm talking about, don't you? I don't want my party to do that. It's a waste of our time.
Mm. But you, in the past, the trend has been that you've lost slightly on specials. Do you think that trend may change?
Well, actually, no, that wasn't the trend of 2014.
I think your final result was slightly lower than yours.
Got within 9 votes of getting another seat. You got that part wrong.
I'll go and check.
I've got it here with me.
Just a second, I think I've got it here.
No, I just guess I'm running into you.
Just going back to, you said that you were going to consult with your membership. You're going to have meetings. How much weight are you going to put on what they say to you? I mean, at the moment, your social media, for example, is being inundated with comments in support of a change of government. I mean, how much weight do you put on that sort of stuff?
Well, you have to have regard to what your caucus colleagues say. We're both as a caucus and as a board together in the end, not just a decision of one group. And that board will have been speaking right across the country to our membership. And that'll take some time. But it'll be well in the time of getting a feel for things before we start getting the hard copy or the hard news of the 7th of October.
Would you expect to go back to the membership once you have finalised a deal in terms of getting an endorsement from them?
No, that's not in our constitution. Mm-hmm. Quite the contrary, the constitution trusts the board and the MPs to make the decision.
Would you take any feedback from party donors in your decision?
No. We're not like the rest. You can't buy us off. All right? That's why I didn't have all those millions in this campaign. I'm out of sense of rather trite as far as you guys are concerned, but it actually is a disgraceful development in New Zealand politics.
Are you considering asking for an electric deal in, say, Northland?
For what?
Are you considering asking for an electric deal in, say, Northland?
Well, I once Stacey Kirk wrote that down the other day, and I was actually alarmed to see it. Another journalist wrote that down the other day about that deal and how it was so upset because we didn't have one. I can't believe that a person would write that, actually, given that we've prided ourselves in never, ever doing any deal with any other political party. And to suggest it as they did in the last 3 days, and I'm trying to remember the article which was written, is, in my view, just plain grubby journalism. I have never asked for a deal and never will. It's the reason why we're standing up for in front of you today as a party that is where it is of all those new parties.
When can you say you've never asked for a deal when you're going into coalition negotiations?
Well, this is a deal before the election for electoral seats, which is what the question was.
Yeah, okay.
That's when I can say that. All right. Thank you very much.
I've got some data here I can share with you on the way out.
Now write about it. I might be seeing anything else.